Dearest mother of the Shadowkai, I request that your all-seeing eyes of your ravens may grant me the senses needed to bring a swift end to those who defy the natural cycle of life and death. And may your guidance assist me in bringing them back into the fold of death's embrace. I pray that the unyielding darkness in these lands, granted by your eternal vigilance, will allow me to carry out your will in exchange for the grace and wisdom you provide to snuff out the light of those who seek to overextend their mortal light, turning themselves into an aberration. And if I shall fail my mission, may you grant me the mercy of returning to your sorrowful and shadowy flock to serve further purpose in the next journey.
As you finish your prayer, you're on your knees in front of your hearth, a fire going, and you feel this cold run up the back of your neck, and the fire goes out. You're surrounded by nothing but black. The familiar corners of the room feel distant, and you turn to see this cool mist running under your front door. And as it hits you and starts coming up and flooding the room, you hear, "My child, so much sorrow, so much loss. Do you devote yourself to this purpose?"
"Absolutely."
"If you follow this to the end, I can reunite you with your family."
"I can't argue with that deal."
"Much will be asked of you. A priest of the moon will call upon you 2 times. You must answer that call."
I'll nod and say, "All right, I'll try to keep my ears open for that calling."
The mist begins to retreat out from under the door. The embers of the fire reignite the logs. And you're left there on your knees. You take your crossbow and you lower it from your temple and lay it on the ground next to you as you hear a knock on the door. You're listening to Dubstep and Dragons, a D&D 5e actual play podcast. Yes.
So, what do you call a lesbian with braces?
Oh, God.
A box cutter.
Oh, man. I'm definitely telling both of my lesbian friends at work that joke tomorrow.
Oh, shit, Sean.
Way to change the whole mood.
Sean, is that your first interruption?
Yes.
Cherry popped. We're cutting boxes and popping cherries.
Speaking of the term cherry pop, I was reminded, do you guys remember the song Zoot Suit Riot?
Oh, yeah,
Cherry Poppin' Daddies?
No.
I never thought about how inappropriate that name was.
Oh, it's terrible.
Until just here recently. Anyway, a D&D 5e actual play podcast with a cyberpunk twist. My name is Matthew, and I will be your game master.
My name is Luke, and I'll be playing Amira Shadek.
My name is Sean, and I'll be playing Fallen.
My name is Bo, and I'll be playing Seamus O'Grady.
My name is Jason, I'll be playing Dringor Darkmoon.
We find ourselves in a monastery. It's late at night. No light comes in through the windows except for the slight glow of the sky in the Shadowfell, as our priest, Fallen, lays awake in his bed, restless. As you lay there, staring up at the ceiling, you see 2 silvery eyes appear in front of you. Mm-hmm. And these silvery stars start appearing all over your ceiling. And this night sky filled with stars that you've never seen mm-hmm. take over your vision. Fallen. You are called upon this day to set the world right, to assist a man and set in motion great world-changing events. Do you accept this?
Yes, my goddess. How may I serve?
The eyes disappear. The stars start swirling around. And as they swirl, they start to coalesce into this shining, beautiful moon that casts a light on the floor ahead of you and guides your path. It leads you out of the monastery and towards town. As you're walking, you usually wouldn't walk alone in through the woods. But you can feel Saloon's light guiding you and protecting you. And the world is silent all around. Seamus, where are you?
Seamus would probably just be at the barn that is on his property. Checking on things.
Just walking through, making sure everything is copacetic.
Oh yeah.
As you're walking, you feel this pull in the back of your mind. Is Seamus a religious man?
Not really.
You feel a compulsion. And as you step out, you see, you know that the Veil Moon isn't due for 10 months. The moon should not be visible in the sky this day. But there is, clear as can be, a moon moving through the sky above the forest. Mere quarter mile from your homestead. Do you choose to follow and investigate?
Probably, just because, I mean, it's like weird feeling that I have, like compulsion or whatever, would probably make me want to, and then also the fact that it's a moon when it shouldn't be, I'd probably just want to maybe figure that out.
As you make your way through the woods, you almost switch into almost an autopilot. You're watching through the openings in the canopy and watching this moon move across the sky. And as you get closer and closer, you feel you can almost reach out and pull the moon down to you. And it's mesmerizing. You come across a not very well grooved path, but a clear path, and you see a man walking that same path ahead of you, following the light from this moon. And as soon as you get on the path, that light is shown at your feet, guiding you forward.
I would look down at the light. Oh. And then I'd look over at the man and be like, "You see the light too?"
"Yes. What? Saloon calls us."
"Saloon? Who's Saloon?"
"The goddess of the moon has required us to serve."
"Well, you're one of those guys. I don't know if you know this, but the moon's not supposed to be out tonight."
No, it is not. It's even more auspicious. We must hurry.
I'm Seamus, by the way.
Fallen.
Do you need help up?
I am fine for the moment, friend. Come, let us depart. Let us see what the goddess has required of us.
So you don't know where the light's going?
That is where faith comes in.
I don't like faith. I'm more of a man who knows what's got to get done.
Well, let's find out what needs to get done.
Well, that's fair.
Nah, just follow him.
Okay. Luke, remind me of your character's name.
Amira.
Amira. Very good. Where would Amira be?
I feel like she'd just be in the woods. Chilling up in a tree.
Okay. Hunting?
Or no, she was traveling and just resting.
Okay. Just rest in a tree.
Yeah.
Okay. As you're up there and you're laying back on a branch and just looking up into the sky, and you see this same moon moving right overhead. And it's intoxicating. You know that this moon shouldn't be out tonight. You know that it's months from when it should be. And you hear two people walking this hunting path that you frequent, walking below you. And you see that this moon is, even through the canopy cover, directly coming through and illuminating the path in front of these two men.
Well, that's not odd.
How do you proceed?
I'm going to wait for them to kind of get close. Is the path kind of in line with the tree?
Yeah, you're in a branch that kind of right over the top of this path.
Okay. So I'm going to wait until they get past me and in front of me, and then drop down and then follow.
Okay. Are you trying to remain unseen?
Yes.
Give me a stealth check, which is going to be ridiculous.
I have an advantage.
Well, also, don't forget you cannot roll below a 10.
That is... I rolled a 17 on my first one.
Oh.
That is 23.
Okay. So, no. Well below both of your passives. You see...
Well above.
Well above. You see these two men walking this path. Mm-hmm. And one seems... The large one seems very unsure why he's there. But follows nonetheless. The other, as you're listening in on their conversations and eavesdropping... The one at the lead feels so sure and so confident that they're on a righteous path. He has no idea where this path is leading him or why. But you see them come up to the edge of town. What is it? Silent Hollow. They get up near the edge of town, and as they're walking this path, it takes them onto a main road and takes them right onto a homestead that's... Everything's fairly run down. Looks like it hasn't been maintained recently. And... I would say you're probably 30 paces behind them, something like that, just keeping a distance. And you see the lead man, this shield-wielding priest that you've seen around town before. He's well-known in the area. He's very respected. He's well-trusted. You know that he doesn't know why he's here, but he carries on with such confidence. And as Fallen, you walk up to this house, the moonlight just projects a spotlight directly on the front door of this cabin on this homestead.
So he's going to switch the prayer beads that are in his right hand to his left hand. And then he's going to hit the door once, twice, three times. Hail there. The moon has brought me here. Will you follow as well?
I'll get up and open the door and say, you must be the moon priest.
I am.
I don't know what you're here to show me, but I know I'm supposed to follow you.
I was only told to follow the light.
How about the other two?
Two? And I turn around.
Give me a perception check. You would have. I feel like you would have looked out the door.
Nat 20.
Oh. So you have
I guess
this,
I didn't realize it was just him.
You have these two men standing at the door, and over their shoulder, you just peek this woman dodging from one pillar to another about 30 paces back.
That worked out
so
well.
So I just critically failed. So I look around, and I just see his character. And there's just the two of us.
There's somebody out there jumping around all nimbly bimbly.
Seamus will look around or look back. Do I need to roll perception to see if I see her?
Yeah, because I'm sure she's still trying. She still thinks she's hidden.
Oh, well, that's a 10.
You don't see shit either. Like, you turn around and you're looking around. You don't see anything.
Seamus would probably scratch his head.
I've got a moon falling fella and a fella seeing stuff in the woods. I don't... Okay.
Hail there, friend. Come out to the moonlight.
I work my way out. Well, hello, gentlemen.
Holy shit, there was somebody there.
My character bows to
you. Do I know Fallen?
Oh, yeah. You know of Fallen.
Okay.
It's up to you whether you would know each other or not.
Hey, Fallen. What you doing on this time of night?
It has been too long. I was sent on a mission.
A mission?
There's something need to be done.
Well, all right. Do you need some escorts?
I would be more than happy.
Oh, darling, I'll give you some escorting.
Every time he plays a woman, just so aggressive.
And here comes the molesting stage.
So aggressive.
Seamus pretty big?
Seamus is huge.
Well, look at you there, tall feller.
How you doing?
You're smart, aren't you?
I mean, I am the smartest of my four brothers.
That's all we need. Amira, by the way.
I'm Seamus.
Nice to meet you, Seamus.
You as well.
So as you all gather here, as you all gather here at this door and you're doing these introductions and none of you are entirely sure why you've been brought together. And... I'm sorry, I can't remember your name.
Drengor.
Drengor. These names are going to be rough.
Mine's not.
No. Drengor, you're looking away from the house. Everybody else is looking towards the house. And you see coming out of the tree line all around your property, you see that mist start to roll in. And all of you start feeling the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. And you start feeling like the temperature drops 10, 20, 30 degrees almost instantly.
Whoa.
Well, can we go in? It's a little chilly out here.
Yeah, do you got a fire in there?
As you say this, and you guys are looking through the doorway past Drengor?
Dringor.
Dringor. Damn it. Dringor.
You'll get it.
And the fire goes out.
Well, never mind on that one, I guess.
And this, as soon as the fire goes out, this blue flame kicks up from the fireplace. And as you're looking in, you see the silhouette of a woman.
Religion check?
Yeah.
Nine.
Even with a nine, it would be pretty obvious to a religious man, because as you examine this figure that appears in front of you, she seems to be wearing this long cloak, and you can see these long feathers draping off of it. And you can safely assume that this is the Matron of Ravens.
My character would bow to the respectful level that would be customary to another deity. Okay. Raven Queen.
You all are touched by fate. Whether you know it or not, the actions that you do going forward will ripple across the multiverse. Today, you embark on a terrible mission. One I cannot guarantee you all will return from. But know that this mission is important. And in doing so, your soul will be taken care of. There is an aberration in this world. And she, like, you can't see her face, but Dringor? You can feel her eyes on you. You know where this being is, do you not?
Yeah, I can sense it in me.
And you've been hunting the necromancer that took your family for a while. And you believe you found the location of them.
I'll say, is it who I think you're talking about? The one who took my family?
They are a mark on this world and many others. Your vengeance is righteous. It is time for it to be carried out.
I'm ready.
And with that, the blue flame turns red again, and you can see through her this orange flame kick up again, and she dissipates into just dozens of crows that fly out the door and all around you, and the mist and the crows dissipate into the trees.
So my character would have, through his studies and tracking, would have an idea where to go?
Yes.
Okay. As a person, I don't know where that is, so.
Yes.
IRL, don't know.
IRL, I'm stumped.
So you've been tracking this entity for a long time, and you found the ruins of an abandoned church that has been collapsed, and it is, you can feel the evil and death radiating out from it. Even in the Shadowfell, which is filled with evil and death, this place in particular is just a scar on the landscape. And you can't say, until this, you couldn't say for sure if that was where you needed to go, because you've never been able to get far enough in by yourself.
Okay.
But it's about a day's travel from where you are. But you feel confident you can easily find your way back there.
All right.
I'll tell the group, y'all, I've been tracking this evil man for quite some time now, and she just confirmed it's where I thought it was, so it's about a day's travel away, and it's dangerous. I haven't been able to get there myself yet, so I know I'm supposed to meet up with you, and I'll look over at Fallen, and but if the rest of you are willing to come too, I could surely use your help.
Well, I'm always down for killing some peoples.
Well, if a man needs help, my mama always said, you help him. And my critters are already taken care of, so I really ain't got nothing to do.
Well,
leave it to Bo.
Is there night? I don't know how the shadow falls. Is it day and night?
There is no day and night.
Okay.
It is just...
As far as us needing to rest before we head out, part of the day...
So,
we want to rest here first, or are we well rested?
Yeah. So Fallen was just getting down, trying to sleep, but was restless. So yeah, this would be like the end of the quote unquote day for the community.
So, y'all welcome to stay here tonight if you want. There's a couple sleeping areas if you need before we head out, or you can stay wherever you like. But you're welcome here.
How big is his house compared to Seamus?
It's like a log cabin. You can fit inside. It's probably not super roomy.
Probably don't have a bed for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I doubt he has an 8-foot-long bed.
Do you have a barn?
I think I probably would have a barn, actually. Yeah. Maybe a small one.
I mean, if it's all the same to you, I'll just kick up on a hay pile.
Ain't been many critters out there lately, so I'm sure you'll be by yourself.
Perfect.
I sleep out there.
Okay. Anything you guys would like to do before you lay down for the night?
Knowing that we are about to fight a necromancer, Fallen is going to take off his armor, set it up so that the breastplate showing the moons and everything, almost like a simple shrine when you're not out and about, is going to set that up, take it time, and sit there and meditate, because he only needs 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And just sit there, and then you'll just hear the slowly clink of prayer beads for the next few hours as he prepares himself for the next fight.
I think that's true for 3 of the 4 of you.
I need a full.
Oh, do you? Okay.
I'm only half elf.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll probably, with my newfound purpose that I've just kind of been tasked with, probably meditate in front of that fire and just kind of think on everything that I've done up to this point and what's in the future here, and just kind of get my head right.
Okay.
Well, I do like a nice long rest before I go killing things.
I got an old bedroom up there that no one's used in a while. You can sleep there if you like.
Oh, perfect, darling. Thank you.
Oh, I need to
work my way up to the bed.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to head out towards the barn.
Okay. So, 4 strangers, for the most part, strangers, brought together. Don't know what to expect going forward, but you all lay down for a long rest. And when the morning comes, you can set on your way if there's anything you would like to do before you leave. I feel like it's reasonable to say that Drengor. Gosh, that is a tough name. Drengor and
Amira.
Okay. Drengor and Amira. That's the difficulty with like one shots is learning the names. I feel like you two would have we'll say 2 greater healing potions each. As a priest, a cleric, I feel like you wouldn't. And as a simple farmer, I feel like you wouldn't either.
Duct tape.
I would say Drengor only has one because he keeps going into dangerous situations trying to hunt this guy down.
2 greater healing potions?
Yeah.
Jesus.
In the morning, like I said, is there anything you guys need to do before you set out?
I probably, as a ritual that I kind of just do whenever I know I'm going out on a hunt, is I consecrate my weapon. Just a little. Lets me do radiant damage.
Okay.
My crossbow, so. But it's like an action, so I just, if I know I'm doing that, I'd probably just do that before we head out.
Okay.
So I don't have to worry about later.
Let's see. Don his armor, which takes, I think, like 10 minutes for plate.
I'm sure something like that.
Yeah, whatever it is to get all the things strapped.
Okay.
Seamus would probably go up to Dringor and do a big yawn as he's walking up to him. Well, Dringor, thank you for your barn. Slept pretty pleasantly. It wouldn't be too much if I ask. You got anything to eat?
I would imagine I'd have a couple. Probably enough for a couple people to eat. I'm sure we could have a little meal before we left off. I've been camping up here for a little bit, so I'm sure we'd have a couple of provisions we could eat before we leave out.
I appreciate it. I get a little hangry in the middle of the day if I don't have a good something to eat before I leave.
I reckon you could probably eat quite a bit.
You know, yeah. I kind of
a fella that big, he probably can eat a whole turkey.
You don't eat a whole turkey?
No, I gotta watch this lovely figure, darling.
I mean, you are pretty.
Well, thank you.
But I prefer a little more meat.
Understandable, love.
Do I know if the trail leading to where we're going, is there anything remarkable that I'd want to like let them know about, or is it pretty much stay on the trails?
I mean, it's Shadowfell.
Yeah.
So
I mean, anything outside the
typical
horrors of, I guess, the Shadowfell.
It's I mean, it's pretty standard Shadowfell horrors. Okay.
Well, we're all pretty accustomed to that, though, like being from here, though, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're all familiar with the dangers of this realm. Seamus, I'm not sure how a Firbolg would have ended up in this part of the Shadowfell. You stumbled through, something like that.
As far back as Seamus can remember, he's just been here.
All right. Okay. So, yeah, you'd all be plenty familiar.
So, Dringo, what are we hunting, love?
So, if it's who I reckon it is, he's a powerful necromancer that attacked my village many years ago and killed my family. I've been hunting him for years.
He killed your family?
No good.
Yeah.
Oh, you poor thing.
It's actually a pretty tragic story. If maybe we can get into it later, but if y'all ready, I think we should probably get on the road.
All right, let's hit it.
Absolutely. Someone that disturbs the dead needs to be stopped.
Yeah, I'll let you guys lead the way. I'll just take up the rear.
Okay. You guys set out on your journey. And for the most part, it follows main roads. Mm-hmm. You all know that it's much safer to follow along the well-beaten paths. And it takes you through across valleys, through thick, dense forest. You come into contact. You see a group of the Vistani nomads have set up camp along the road. Anything anybody wants to do on the travel, or just continue on?
As we were passing the Vistani, Fallen would still stop and just, as in passing a little bit, make pleasantries, see what their travels have been, just general, how's the road? Because they travel it more than anyone else.
Absolutely.
So
you walk up to a kind of middle-aged woman.
Greetings.
Pleasant morning.
And she looks around and says, yes, I suppose it is.
May Saloon bless you. With that, I'm traveling. Have you seen anything that we should worry about? You travel the roads far more than we do.
Which way are you heading? Are you heading towards the town or away from the town?
Away from the town.
I will warn you, there is... There is... It seems silly to say this in the Shadowfell, but there is darkness in that direction. It... Be on caution.
I appreciate that, thank you.
Yes, we lost... We only lost animals, but we have had loss traveling through there.
Any idea what took them?
There was a number of wraith. Stick to the road is best I can say.
Very well, I appreciate it. May you walk between the light and never find any of the shadows.
Oh, I am always in the light.
Good. He's going to bow in whatever normal custom that would be for greeting and leaving them.
Yeah.
So.
And she says her pleasantries and goes back about. She's she's like chasing a bunch of kids around. Mm-hmm. She was just kind of playing with them and saw you come up and greeted you. So you guys carry on and... As you continue forward, I just wrote down the names so that I could refer to them. Drengor. As you near the place you recognize as the suspected home of your target, and you know you're still a few miles out, but even at this distance, you can, like, the already dark environment, it everything just starts getting this darker tint to it. The light from the sky dims. Visibility falls. And you can feel the stench of undeath. And your crossbow on your back starts getting that pulse, that gentle pulse that you've grown accustomed to since you made these. And you know that you're starting to get in the vicinity of undeath.
I'll tell the group, I said, from here on out things are gonna start getting a little more dangerous. I'd be on the alert.
Thank you.
Appreciate the heads up, darling.
All right.
At that point, he's going to pull out the mace and loop it around the leather thong of it and just have it hanging there just so that he can just grab it and swing if he needs to.
Okay.
And pull the shield off the back.
My crossbow's starting to give me that feeling. I'm definitely going to pull it out and have it ready.
Mm-hmm. You would just see Seamus holding what almost looked like a rattle of some sort. And he's just kind of gently shaking it back and forth. Just nodding his head a little bit, looking around.
I feel like in his hand, it looks like a rattle, but in anybody else's, like it would be hammer. Like a full-on maraca.
It kind of does look like a maraca.
Is there any beat to the maraca?
Nope, he's just... It's just a very rhythmic... Yeah. It's more so soothing for him, takes his mind off of things.
Gotcha. So as you continue forward, you guys are all familiar with the mist that comes through and the undeath that comes with it. And this, instead of a moving mist, this all as you approach it is just stationary. It's just like this mist that settles across the ground. And as you walk into this area, Drengor takes you on a path that leads you out off of the main road. And where he's leading you, it starts creeping up your legs. Mm-hmm. And by the time you can see this rundown church, it's about waist high on you.
Mm-hmm.
And one second, I will bring up a map.
How tall are you, Fallen?
Of what you're all looking at.
He's 5 foot.
Oh.
Oops. That's not what I wanted. There we go.
He's short. He's super short.
What is Fallen as a race? I can't remember what Fallen is as a race.
He's undead.
Oh.
He's a reborn.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I love the lineages.
Oh. Same. Have you looked at the Dampier one?
Hell yeah. Built a couple of them.
I played he's a Dampier played, Twilight Third
He's
once.
Played one that I built.
Yeah.
So you start coming up this path, and you see what looks like it used to be a very elegant old church. The steeple has fallen over, the roof has collapsed, the wall has caved in on it. But it's raised up on this, it's like three tiers built up. And there's stone stairs that bring you up to each tier. And this old church is sitting at the top. How close do you get? Or
I would say once it got an eye shot, I'd probably tell the group, I think we should try to take more of a sneaky approach. Get drop on him if we can. I don't know how good everyone stealths, but... Worth a shot. I'll see you in your plate armor and kind of...
I will try, but...
Hey, trying's better than not trying.
He just moves the arm and you hear the little clink of the chainmail underneath the plate.
Well done.
16 for Seamus.
Oh, not terrible.
I'm great at stealthing in.
Yeah. Not terrible for a big guy.
He's cocked.
You're cocked.
As cocked as I was on this one.
Yay.
So that is a critical fail for a 2.
Oh,
perfect.
Boy.
Fuck.
Okay. 10.
Okay.
Was the big guy the most stealthy one?
Yep. No, I got a dirty 20.
Yeah,
he okay. Yeah. I was gonna say, no way.
So as you're walking up, you guys can all tell that the stealthy approach, not going great. And you see, let me bring this up. Why is it not cooperating with me?
So are we like coming up from here? Or where are we?
Yeah. Okay. You're coming up from this path here. Another beautiful map by Chepaku.
That is a glorious map.
Isn't that wonderful? They're amazing.
I love the stained glass windows too.
Yeah. Someday we're going to be awesome enough to be sponsored by them. Someday.
Please hear us.
We'll get a couple freebie ones here.
Aja, can you hear me? So as you're walking up and you're walking past the old graveyard for this church, and all of the headstones are crumbled, it's all pretty well destroyed, you start seeing all these little orbs of light start coming up from the graves. And floating up into the air around you. And they just start kind of moving in a radius around the group. Would anybody like to do anything as these orbs of light start coming up?
Religion?
I'll say, is religion kind of know undead things? Because I feel like I know something about undead, but I'm not sure what
that
skill
either
is.
Either you could do... Oh, let's go... We'll go religion or arcana.
I...
13 religion.
Okay.
Can't make that up.
So you would recognize these as will-o-wisp starting to swirl around the group. As they move closer and closer, they get within about 10 feet of you, and they all blink out. All the lights just disappear around you. And so, AC?
18.
First, you see this light pop up right next to you, and it reaches out with this shock, but it doesn't affect you. You kind of step to the side, and this little bolt just strikes past you. Seamus. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, whenever I seen these lights come on, I was going to use my mage armor, but that's up to DM discretion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why I asked if there was anything you guys wanted to do.
Yeah,
I
had to read it really quick because okay. I had to make sure, because whenever we were going through it earlier, I didn't know if it was a cast or whatever, but yeah, okay. I was just going to use mage armor.
Okay, so your AC becomes 13 plus your dex.
So whenever I hit you, this shit would like automatically update that?
No.
So 13 plus my dex.
That's your 15.
Okay, so yeah, I'd be at 15. Mm-hmm. Man, I wish it updated that. That's going to be hard to remember.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's what I would do as we were walking up.
On you, Seamus, this light appears right next to you at the same time that it appears next to him, and you take... I rolled a natural 20.
Of course you did.
So you take horribly. You take 25 lightning damage.
Oh, Jesus.
Fallen. Does 21 hit?
Hits.
You take 9 lightning damage as one appears next to you.
That's more manageable.
Does a 21 hit you?
Yes.
You take 9 lightning damage as well.
Mm-hmm.
Roll initiative, please.
Christ almighty. It's a 7.
I have no healing spells. I got you.
I just realized.
That's what you have a cleric for.
That's fair.
Sorcerer, you don't build a sorcerer to be a healer.
Well, I should at least look out for myself. I should have at least one.
I will say you have to kind of bend over backwards to get healing spells as a sorcerer.
Yeah, unless you're a divine soul.
Yeah, that's the only way.
Then you get them like crazy. All right. 25 to 20? 15 to 20.
Yep. 19.
Okay. Who has higher... I'm guessing actually, you both have pretty high.
I have a plus 5 initiative.
Okay.
And plus 6 initiative.
Oh, shit. All right.
But
plus 4 dex.
Plus 8. 4?
Oh, dex is plus 5.
Okay, so you go first. So we have...
My stats were extremes. I have actually negative. I have a 7. I had like really lows and really highs.
And then I got to bring up the name list again. Hang on. Rengor.
That's me.
Boy, that's a rough one. Amira. 10 to 15? 5 to 10?
8.
6. 7. 7.
7? Okay, so I have Fallen. Woo! Seamus.
O'Grady.
I can barely remember everybody's first names. I am not using last names. So, we are down here at the bottom of the map. And let me get some dice out to represent. Oh, here. Grab the minis. Everybody grab your mini. Or grab a mini.
I could just cast and walk around with it. Oh, for shield? Yeah, when you're getting attacked. Shield is a reaction, so you can
get any Shatter Kai gunslingers in here.
No, I haven't. I haven't gotten that far. with so, these.
Ooh. Say there's five things that attack you, all of them have to try and eat that.
Pretty damn close.
Nice. So.
Oh yeah, that's that's the Baron.
Oh shit. It'll do.
I forgot the mini. Shoot.
Well, you silly boy, how am I gonna paint it if you don't bring it?
I'm sorry.
So like we're down here or we're up here somewhere?
You're going to be down below.
Seamus O'Houlihan.
Seamus O'Houlihan.
What's your last name?
O'Grady.
O'Grady.
Shout out to my wife's family for the last name.
Gee, she's not like Irish descent, is she?
No. No. You know what her mom's maiden name is? Janetta. Italian.
Yeah.
My wife's not scary at all.
That's funny.
So, you guys are in a group down at the lowest level.
Down by the river. This.
Oh, and somebody's playing D?
What a woman.
So next to each of you, a will-o-wisp appeared and got a surprise round. And they're all also top of initiative.
Oh, so these things are actual things that are attacking us?
Yes.
I thought they were just light.
You just got shocked for 25 damage.
Oh, believe me, I fucking
they're
know.
They're definitely attacking.
I just thought they all just right. like blew up.
I'm going to go this way again. So first, that's a miss. That is an 18 to hit.
Shield.
Shield. All right. So that, you have shield until the start of your next turn.
Perfect.
Which I guess is here in just a second.
Yep.
That's a natural one to hit Fallen, so nothing. Ooh.
It's the opposite of last round.
And a 10 to hit Amiris. Sorry, Bo.
Oh, is it my turn?
No. you're just the only one that got hit on that round.
Even with a shield?
Oh, that's right. You didn't get hit.
Yeah.
No, he didn't hit.
My bad.
Yeah, get fucked, Mr. DM.
Wow.
Jeez.
Drengor.
Not here right. me today.
I'm going to use my grit pool to dodge roll so I can move 10 feet as a bonus action without attacks of opportunity.
Oh.
So I'm going to roll. All right.
So this is a custom class, a homebrew class that he found. So this is an experiment for everybody.
That's right. And then I'm going to fire at the one that attacked me.
Okay.
Is 24 hit.
Yeah.
Okay. 17 damage. Radiant.
Radiant?
If it matters.
It does matter, but it doesn't matter for Radiant. All right. How much damage?
17.
Oh, 17.
Wait. Yeah, 17.
Okay.
And I think I get two attacks.
I think so. Yeah, up. Extra attack right okay. there, fifth level.
That's higher than last time, so that definitely hits.
It definitely hits.
So 19 radiant. Off.
So this will-o-wisp goes dark. Amira.
Well, I'm going to...
I do declare.
I think I'm going to attack the one next to me. And do I get sneak attack because it's within 5 feet of Fallen?
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, brother.
So with my rapier. Does a 16 hit?
No, it does not. You swing at this thing and it moves so fast. Like, as soon as you swing, you're right on target. But it just, in the blink of an eye, just shifts 6 inches over. Just enough for the attack to miss.
And I don't have disengage, so I can't do anything else.
Do you have an offhand? Do you have like a dagger for your offhand?
I do.
You can make a bonus action attack. You just don't get to add your proficiency modifier or your dexterity modifier to the damage.
Oh, okay.
But you could still get your sneak attack off.
Perfect. And I will do that.
Okay.
As I missed with that and I whip out my dagger. That's a nat one.
So you slice through the air with your rapier and it dodges, so you try to just real quick just jab your dagger into it, but it's just too quick to connect with.
Well, darn it.
Fallen.
Am I within 5 feet of both of them if I step forward?
Yes.
Perfect. So I am going to use... Word of Radiance. So Constitution saving throw 18 for both of them, since they're both within 5 feet of me.
They have a plus zero. There's a natural one and a 10. So
perfect. They take 12 points of radiant damage.
Okay.
So
they both take it, and you can see that the light kind of dims in them. Seamus.
All right. I'm going to take out my dagger. And so how does Booming Blade? Oh, it's a cantrip, right? But is that still a spell slot? Mm-hmm.
Nope, it's a cantrip.
It's all right. Cool. So I'm going to do Booming Blade on my dagger. And take an attack towards the little wispy thing that fucked me up. And that is a 13 to hit.
13 misses.
Sweet. Let's see. Well, then... No, I'm going to save that. All right. My shield.
As you guys are dealing with these will-o-wisps, you start hearing from the level above where you are. Fallen, with your passive perception, you would see that there are these... It's hard to see. You're really just seeing like silhouettes. Mm-hmm. Because everything's in grayscale, but you do see these shambling bodies moving your way.
Good, good.
Okay. That brings us to the wisps again.
Hey, Matt, before we get going, how is my wild magic working again?
Whenever you cast a leveled spell.
Okay.
So because Booming Blade is a cantrip...
Right, yep. That's all I was wanting to make sure.
Yep. You can use the advantage rule I talked to you about on anything. Perfect. Melee attack, anything.
Just wanted to clarify my noggin.
Yep. So there's only three of the will-o-wisps left. So now... There's not one next to you, so that goes to you.
Okay.
For another natural 20.
Fuck you.
25 lightning damage.
I'm down.
That's crazy. And then a miss on Fallen.
You're a dick, man.
What the fuck? That's cocked. And then a miss on Amira. Jesus.
poor Seamus.
Drengor. In case you didn't know, sorcerers are squishy.
Before that goes through, just to confirm, Guardian Emblem. The emblem with three charges when your creature you can see within 30 feet suffers a critical hit while you're wearing armor wielding a shield bearer. Emblem, you can use a reaction and expend one charge to turn a critical hit to a normal hit.
Perfect.
Can I do that?
Absolutely. So you use your reaction to save him from the critical hit. Mm-hmm. So you can add back 16 damage, or he can do it whenever. You can add back 16 damage because he just canceled the crit.
Hey, you're not dead.
Yeah, yay! You're not.
So what do I do for that?
Just like you're getting healed for 16.
Drangle.
I'm going to fire at that 160. I like one that. With the one on it right in front of me.
Okay.
Are they
go for it.
Zombie looking things, or what do they look like?
From what you can tell, do you have dark vision?
I do.
You can't tell if they're zombies from this distance.
They look.
But they look. Okay. You can tell by the way they're just shambling along. But they're probably zombies.
That's a 16?
16 on the zombies does hit. I have to bring up their stats again, but I feel pretty confident that hits. You said 16?
To hit, yeah.
Yeah, 16 does hit.
All right. 16 radiant damage.
Okay.
Is he still up and running?
Yes.
All right, I'll shoot him again.
So,
and that's higher than 16, so.
Actually, gives you a spell slot. Or you can also use your sorcery points to.
14 radiant.
Okay. Spell or the other meta magic feats that you can do.
So that one drops.
And that'll be my turn.
Okay. Amira. Okay.
I'm going to try and swing at the one I did before.
Okay. Maybe hit it this time.
Another natural one.
Oh my god.
That's not a hit.
You're in jail.
You can either bonus action disengage if you want to make some space, or if you want to stay in melee, you can make your second attack.
I'm going to make my second attack because I'm getting frustrated now.
Okay.
Hey, this one might hit.
All right.
18.
Yeah. No, 18 does not hit.
Because I don't get the addition to it, right? Because it's plus 8.
You still get the plus 8.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you then, just then don't get you just don't get to add it to the damage.
Got it. It's
so 24?
Yeah.
Yeah, or
26.
26. Yeah, that definitely hits.
Okay. Plus my sneak attack.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and roll it. It's definitely dead.
You done did it.
17.
So you swing at it with your rapier, and it dodges out of the way, but this time you're anticipating it. And as soon as it shifts that 6 inches off to the side, you come through with your dagger and just run it right through.
Perfect.
Fallen.
Perfect. Gonna have a... Oh, there's just one. Perfect.
Well, there's technically two, but there's only one within 5 feet of you.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, second verse, same as the first. Where the radiance again?
Okay. That's a fail.
Fail? Perfect. That takes 11 points of radiant damage.
That one, as soon as you hit it with this silver radiant energy, it just disappears.
Perfect.
I love that sound.
And then, since I know they are zombies, I am going to move forward 30 feet.
Okay, you'd have to move over to the stairs, and you can get to, I believe you can get to right there.
That's perfect.
I think that was your move. Yeah. Yeah, perfect.
As long as we're heading that direction.
Okay. Speaking of which, Amira, would you like to move on your turn? Or would you like to stay there and help Seamus?
I'll stay and help Seamus.
Okay.
Thank you.
Seamus.
All right. I am going to cast a level 1 Chromatic Orb.
Oh, no.
On this little fucking, how you doing?
I will warn you, you are within melee distance, and this is a spell, so you have disadvantage on it. Because it's a ranged spell attack, and they're within melee, you have disadvantage on the attack roll.
Oh, it is a ranged, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, listeners, I am playing my first time full caster. Well then, let's not do that. Let's just try and hit this fucker again. Yeah, I'm just going to try and hit it again with my Hellfire Dagger. Of course, why would I? I miss.
Okay.
This one's not rolling very well. You're also on timeout. This is like...
You know what?
Breaking out old paper. There you go.
Think you learned a lesson?
I hope so.
Okay. So, after that, that brings us back to the last remaining wisp. It's going to take its attack on Seamus. Natural's what? No, I'm kidding.
I would rage quit.
16.
Shield.
Okay. All right. So.
You are squishy.
I am very squishy.
Oh, the wizards and sorcerers.
Well, hang on.
No hit points,
question.
No armor.
Question. So if I use shield, technically that's a level one.
Uh-huh.
Do I need...
Oh, that's a good point. Roll me, because I didn't call you on it last time, roll a d20 with disadvantage.
Hang on. I got to get another d20 because I'm not rolling that far.
You have to roll a natural one in order to trigger a surge.
That's a nat 20 and a 17.
Rolls, okay. I know. What the fuck?
Both of those would have hit.
Funny. Mr. DM's got jokes.
Drengor.
I'll hobble up the stairs.
Okay.
I'll fire that one.
Okay.
That's a... 23 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Seventeen radiant.
Okay.
Still kicking?
Yes, that one hasn't been hit yet, so yes it is.
Natural one.
Okay. So you guys see he's got these, and you, Fallen, would recognize the radiant energy coming off of these crossbows. And you fire, you see it's almost like tracer rounds as these bolts come out, just this bright light following the bolt as it strikes. That is going to be Amira.
I am. How close is that wisp?
You would just have to move 5 feet to be into.
Yep.
You could move to the opposite side for flanking.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. I assume.
Let's do it.
So flanking, that's just advantage.
Flanking is a rogue's best friend.
Yes. And I'm going to swing at the wisp.
Okay.
That Seamus is having troubles with.
Can't kill that fucker.
He's just trying to hit it with this maraca.
I'm so big, and it's just so little.
Yeah. 24 to hit?
Oh, yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you,
that
God.
Hits.
Okay.
I'm going to save you the roll. It's gone. You slash through it with its rapier, and you don't even, like, feel the resistance when it hits. It just out of existence.
Can I use one of my... I'm going to get... While I watch it disappear, because it's within 30 feet, I'm also going to take it as a trinket.
It has no soul.
So I try to take it, and then it doesn't work. Okay. So I'm like, well, what the deuce?
Oh, thank you, Amira. That thing was really getting at me.
Actually, let me verify that. I can't remember if wisps are souls.
I would imagine they would be souls.
Or tiny undead. Ooh, this is an interesting quandary. Give me just a moment. Are malevolent wispy balls of light that haunt lonely places and battlefields, bound to dark fate. Blah, 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 blah. Hobbing lantern, consumed by despair. Will-o-wisps are the souls of evil beings that perish in it. You can take this soul.
So I take one as a trinket.
So as soon as you run it through with your rapier, I guess Seamus would be the only one who sees this, but does it manifest as a physical trinket?
With my offhand, I can show like a trinket, and then at the DM's discretion. So this is how I'll read the spell. When a life ends in their presence, you're able to snatch a token from the departed soul, a sliver of its life essence that takes physical form as a reaction. When a creature you see dies within 30 feet of you, you can open your free hand and cause a tiny trinket to appear there, a soul trinket. The DM determines the trinket's form or has you roll on the trinkets table in the player's handbook to generate it.
Ooh. What would you like your trinket to appear as?
It'll appear as a tiny cat.
Like a tiny little like a whittled cat?
Yeah.
Okay. So you see this little ball of light, Seamus, get like pulled into his hand, and it coalesces into this little whittled cat statue.
You're telling me I was getting my ass kicked by a little wooden cat?
Well, it's not a wooden cat, darling. This is just my trinket of it, and now this is how
I
it
see
looks.
It. It's a little wooden cat.
It is. And I like then clip it on my belt.
It's easier to just agree.
Yeah.
Seamus would just shake his head.
Cats are fucking assholes.
What's that do?
Oh yeah. Oh.
I thought about that
one. Oh, yeah. I would have had disadvantage. Here, let me roll and we'll see. You might get some hit points back. That's a good point. Yeah, take back 16 hit points, because that would cancel that first crit.
Fuck yeah, I will.
See, I'm healing without any healing spells.
Dude, you just helped me out big time.
That is very fair.
So what does that do again?
After Amira, Zombie 3. I'm so glad when I laid them out, they just happened to be on different numbers.
Yeah, perfect.
Can I also just move up and around next to Seamus?
Yes.
Yeah, that'll use my entire movement.
3 is going to dash because it can. It has to go around that. So even with a dash, it can only make it that far. Or no, that's only 20 feet. So it can make it to right there. And then Fallen.
Perfect. Number 4, has it taken damage?
Yes.
Beautiful. I would like to Toll the Dead. Wisdom saving throw 18.
Fails. I might as well not even roll. I have to roll so high for these guys.
So 20 necrotic damage.
So your silver flame or no, this is Toll the Dead. How does Toll the Dead show up for Fallen?
I would say that you hear the gong ripple, the sound, and then it's almost like you could see the sound waves go through it, and just Thanos snaps it essentially, and it just withers to dust.
All right, so yeah, this wave passes over it, and it just all the bones just turn to dust, and then all the clothing that was just hanging off of it just falls in a pile on the ground. Well, that was 4's turn. By Zombie 4. Seamus.
Okay. Range. 240 foot range. It doesn't say if it's a sphere or anything. Okay. Jesus. I would like to move. Let's see, what's my movement speed? 30 feet. Will 30 feet get me in front of these guys? At the top? Yeah, right in the middle. There we go. All right, and then I would like to use a second level spell for Scorching Ray at number 3.
Roll your attack.
Do I need to roll a d20?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Scorching Ray is a spell. It is a leveled spell, so...
Level 3.
Well, roll your attack first. I think it's multiple attacks, isn't it?
Did you get 3 rays, I believe?
3 rays that do 2d6 each?
Using a spell slot of 3 levels or higher, so I'm using a level 2. Create 1 additional ray. So you create 3 rays of fire. So I get...
You roll 3 attack rolls.
So that is a, let's see, plus 6, so 6, 7, 8, 9. So that's a 19 and a 13 and a 12.
All of them hit.
Perfect.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. So right. Roll 6d6 and roll me a d20.
D20 is 18.
Okay.
And D6 would be 2, 3, 6. Just 3 D6, right?
6 D6.
Oh, so 2, 3, 6, 10, 11, 12, 13, 18.
One more.
21.
And that's against number 3?
Yeah.
As you hit it with these... Just it comes out as just these little tiny fireballs, just poof, poof, poof. And they hit, and you're just like blowing chunks off of this zombie, and it just ends up scattered across the yard.
Nice.
Get fucked.
Zombie 6. He's going to dash. He can get right up to you, but that's as far as he can get. 5. Right up to you. 2.
I like how our squishiest person is playing the tank in this.
He did charge the front.
He did.
I did. Okay. I have a feeling they're not going to survive. They were too far away. I had to use all that just to get them there. That's all of their turns. So,
Drengor!
I'm going to do one of these.
See, I'm getting it. I'm getting that name.
Yeah, you are getting it. I'll shoot at that guy.
Or get it.
21.
Hits.
Eighteen radiant.
Okay.
Number 2. Same 21.
It hits.
12 radiant.
You guys see these radiant bolts just tear this thing apart, and when the second one hits, it's almost like it catches fire from the inside, and this holy light just erupts from its mouth and eye sockets, and it collapses on the ground. Amira.
I'm going to use my full movement to get... It's 30 feet. As close as I can to the battle.
Yeah. You can give me an acrobatics check to... You would have to jump off the stairs onto the...
Oh, I'm going
to
do it.
The next level.
Acrobatics?
Yeah. Which I'm sure you're proficient in. So you're going to roll stupid.
No.
Are you proficient in acrobatics?
No, I'm not.
He can't roll lower than a 10, though.
He can if he's not proficient.
Oh.
I only did 9. Yeah, I'm not proficient. Half.
A 9? You misjudge, and you hit the edge of this rock wall, and it's not stable. And so you fall prone back down below.
Dang it.
And so you would have to use the rest of your movement just to get up.
Sure.
Okay. Now, would you like, if you wanted to, you could bonus action dash and try to get up the wall again.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, give me another acrobatics check.
Oh my god, a three again.
Oh. Wasn't meant to be.
You're not going up.
You there. Are prone at the bottom of the wall.
I'm not the most athletic bro.
At least you can. All right.
Gosh darn it.
You must not have taken proficiency in like normal rogue normal rogue skills. I respect that because that means you didn't like power build. You built for the character. I respect that. Let's see. That brings us to zombie three is gone. Fallen.
Perfect. I am going to get...
Real quick. Technically, you could also use your action to dash and try again.
Third time's a charm?
Yeah, we're doing it.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
That one is a 15.
15! That's just enough.
All right.
So you use half of that movement to stand up, and then you use the other half to scale the wall. You're standing next to the zombie, but you can't do anything about it.
Let's not talk about that one, loves.
That was a journey.
Fallen.
So I would like to get up in between them and have them both right next to me. Yeah, because I want you to be behind me because I'm the meat shield.
Okay.
And since they're so close, we're going to word a radiance again.
I figured. Both fail. With your DC 18.
Sorry. 13 points of radiant.
Okay. They both look pretty heavily damaged by that.
Perfect. Other than that, just shield up, trying to block stuff.
Mr. Seamus.
Yeah. So before I do this, Matt, I would like to tell you of something here because I think it kind of goes along with my advantage thing that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So I have something called Tides of Chaos. It says once per long rest, you can gain advantage on an attack roll, ability check, or saving throw. Before you regain use of this feature, the DM can have you roll on the Wild Magic Surge table. So,
and that was, I basically just modified that for simplicity's sake. That's the thing where you can do a Wild Magic check, or you can do an automatic wild magic check to gain advantage.
I see. Okay, okay. All right, well, I'm not going to have to use what I thought I was going to have to use, so let's go back to my spells. See what we got here in my spell books. Yeah. Let's, I would like to, how wide is it? So I would like to move.
Oh.
Hippo go.
And I am going to cast.
Bo so smart.
So smart.
Agnazar's Scorcher. I think, yes. And that is going to be at second level. And that is a line of roaring fire, 30 feet long, 5 foot wide.
Oh, that'll do it.
Yeah.
3D. Do they make dex saves?
They take dex saves, yes.
One crit fails.
Perfect.
The other one passes.
Oh. All right. So then you just take half or what?
I don't know. Read the spell. Is it save or suck or is it half?
Or half as much damage on a successful one. Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
So 3d8. Where's my other d8? There? Oh, that's not a d8. Where's my d8? There it is. 3, 6... 11 damage. And my d20 is an 18 again.
Okay. You roll great on those. So you guys see this furball? He just like Shaggy walks, I imagine. Like kind of.
So he kind of
saunters over and he looks and he's just kind of scopes it out, sees that they're in a line, and how, what does he do to project out this 30-foot line of napalm?
he's still holding his little rattle, and he just shakes it a couple times and then just puts his hand out with the rattle, and then you just see flames coming from his hand.
So like a flamethrower, just this line of fire comes out of this maraca, and both zombies turn to look as the flames hit, and they just erupt in flames.
That is awesome.
Yeah, buddy.
For the moment, you are out of initiative.
Yeah.
And we'll pick up there next week.
Well, thanks everyone for listening to this wonderful episode of Dubstep and Dragons Offshoot. Make sure to drop a like, follow, and subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform. And make sure to leave us a comment to know what you thought. It's like, just saw Matt unstick his ball.
You bat winging, Matt.
It's starting to warm up a little.
And as always, we'll see you next week with that.
Bye.